I'll use the word redemption. It's a long word, but that's what Lee Gregory's had, isn't it, in the last 8 days? Missing two pens last weekend, he scored two winning goals from the spot. That's what makes football so interesting, so exciting and so unpredictable.
Yeah, I can repeat myself about character and his desire and heart, and you know, to take another pressure, penalty. It was going to take something like that today, I thought, or won the goal, because they come very defensive. Seven men behind the ball pretty much whole game and made it difficult. And we didn't help ourselves at the time, that's for sure. We didn't use our most quality that we've got in our locker today. The pitch certainly made it difficult for both sides. And just when you thought it's going to be one of those nearly days and we've been robbed of 3 points by a really good goal, Lee crops up with a really calm finish, but deserved because he got fouled in the box. So this stage of the season, finding ways to win games are important. Didn't think it was quite going to get over the line, but then we found a way. And again, it's just, it's us being at our best. It's not necessarily pretty at times, but it's effective. Ball in the box, early ball in behind, and we win the penalty.
That's some plus points when you get the chance to sort of sit back and reflect. You had a couple of players on 9 bookings who have got through and have not got a suspension for next week. And you were able to bring on both Jed and Steve Morrison in the latter stages. And probably they made the difference.
Yeah, it just gave us fresh legs, gave us a little bit of quality. Morrow obviously gives us leadership. It was yesterday morning when we came in at 7 o'clock. Well, Morrow's not even in team selection conversation. When I'm sitting with my staff talking about team selection, he's not even in the mix. He comes in early and wants to have a fitness test and wants to prove his ability. And I said, a fitness test is fine, but you've got to prove that you can train and match the squad. So he has a fitness test, then he wants to train. And wild horses can't keep him away from doing it. So either ban him from the training ground or let him have a go. And he gets himself through the session, and then today he wants to play. His leadership, he's professional. His hunger to be on the winning team, and he gives us that, and then Jed gives us real quality as well. So today, we've got pretty much a fully fit squad other than Jordan. I've got competition for places. I feel I've got real quality in the squad. We've got some great leadership and experience, and we've got some really good young players. So I feel like a really good blend, and it's difficult, having to leave Joe and Jimmy out the 18 today is difficult. And then Harry Smith started the game and is left out again today. So nice dilemmas to have. And at this stage of the season, moving forward, to be successful, we need fit players, we need competition, and we need to rely on everybody.
I'll use the word redemption. It's a long word, but that's what Lee Gregory's had, isn't it, in the last 8 days? Missing two pens last weekend, he scored two winning goals from the spot. That's what makes football so interesting, so exciting and so unpredictable.
Yeah, I can repeat myself about character and his desire heart. To take another pressure, penalty. It was going to take something like that today, I thought, or won the goal, because they come very defensive. Seven men behind the ball pretty much whole game and made it difficult. And we didn't help ourselves at the time, that's for sure. We didn't use our most quality that we've got in our locker today. The pitch certainly made it difficult for both sides. And just when you thought it's going to be one of those nearly days and we'd been robbed of 3 points by a really good goal, Lee crops up with a really calm finish, but deserved because he got fouled in the box. So this stage of the season, finding ways to win games are important. Didn't think it was quite going to get over the line, but then we found a way. And again, it's just, it's us being at our best. It's not necessarily pretty at times, but it's effective. Ball in the box, early ball in behind, and we win the penalty.
That's some plus points when you get the chance to sort of sit back and reflect. You had a couple of players on 9 bookings who have got through and have not got a suspension for next week. And you were able to bring on both Jed and Steve Morrison in the latter stages. And probably they made the difference.
Yeah, it just gave us fresh legs, gave us a little bit of quality. Morrow obviously gives us leadership. It was yesterday morning when we came in at 7 o'clock. Well, Morrow's not even in team selection conversation. When I'm sitting with my staff talking about team selection, he's not even in the mix. He comes in early and wants to have a fitness test and wants to prove his ability. And I said, a fitness test is fine, but you've got to prove that you can train and match the squad.
Andros, so he has a fitness test,
then he
right
wants
now
to train.
Massive relief.
Can't keep him away from doing it.
I think there's probably
so either ban him from the training ground or let him have a go. And he gets himself through the session, and then today he wants to play. You know, his leadership, his professional, his hunger to be on the winning team, and he gives us that. And then Jed gives us real quality as well. So today, you know, we've got pretty much a fully fit squad other than Jordan. I've got competition for places. I feel I've got real quality in the squad. We've got some great leadership and experience, and we've got some really good young players. You know, so I feel like a really good blend, and it's difficult. You know, having to leave Joe and Jimmy out the 18 today is difficult. And then Harry Smith started the game, and you know, he's left out again today. So nice dilemmas to have. And at this stage of the season, moving forward, to be successful, we need fit players, we need competition, and we need to rely on everybody.